I was hoping nobody would come tonight. Last Sunday night, Brother Alex, when he walked to the back door, when he was done, he handed me this folder, and he said, "I'm not going to be here next Sunday night. You do it." And I said, "Okay." And I took it. And anyways, I thought when I got outside, he was going to take it back from me, you know, and it would be a nice, funny joke. And he never did take it back. So anyways, we're talking about prayer tonight. And we're going to do like we've been doing. We're going to talk a little bit about it, and then we've got some group assignments. So we'll get about four groups at the end, and he's got some things he wants us to do. So we'll break off into some small groups. So we probably won't be here that long. So before we get started, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for tonight, Lord, and we just thank you for just loving us, Lord, and we thank you for being there for us to talk to, God, and for listening to us, Father, and Lord, for knowing what we need and the things we need to say when we don't even have the words, God. I just thank you so much for that, and I ask you to be with us tonight, Lord, as we talk a little bit more about prayer, God, and Lord, just open our eyes, Father God, and just bless this time, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So first off is, you know, I think we all know the answer to this question, but is prayer important? If we're going to talk about prayer tonight, we need to decide if prayer is important. And I think we all know the answer to that question, you know, and the way I look at it is let's look at the best example we've got, and that's Jesus, okay? What did he do before he went to the cross? I mean, what was the last thing that he did? Did he read a self-help book? Did he get with his friends so they could tell him, this is what we think you need to do? Did he go to church? He didn't do any of those, did he? What did he do right before the soldiers came and got him? He prayed. He spent time in prayer. This is the Son of God that felt the necessity to pray. So then I would say, yes, prayer is important. It's very important. Tonight we're just going to talk about a few different types of prayer, five different types. First off, we want to look at kind of two times that we pray. One time is privately, okay? So what's a private prayer? Pretty simple, huh? And I'm not really preaching and teaching tonight. I'm facilitating the discussion. So when I ask questions, you know, it'd be nice, Brian, if you would answer a little bit. Am I too loud? Do I even need this?
Oh, you're fine.
Am I too loud for y'all? Can you hear me, Dad? We're good. We're good then. So private prayers. Those are prayers, obviously, that we pray at the house, in the closet, in the car. Those are times when we pray just one-on-one, us and God, okay? And so the other thing would be corporate prayers. Now, when do we use corporate prayers? Church. That's right. When we're in church, when we're all together in church, or doesn't necessarily have to be in a church building, but whenever we're with a group of people and we're praying, that's corporate prayer. So as we're looking at these different types of prayers tonight, I want y'all to be thinking, you know, is that more of a corporate thing or is that more of a private thing, okay? And then we'll just kind of look at that at the end. The first type of prayer is Thanksgiving prayers, okay? These are probably, a Thanksgiving-type prayer is some of the first prayers we probably start saying when we're kids. And if you listen to children pray now, a lot of their prayers consist of prayers of Thanksgiving. You know, it just seems like whether it's out of routine or if it's just really out of a childlike faith heart, kids just have kind of a knack for, you know, going with the Thanksgiving prayers. Somebody look up 1 Chronicles 16:34 for me, please. And then somebody do Psalms 106:1. So 1 Chronicles 16:34 and Psalms 106:1. And just read, somebody read 1 Chronicles 16:34 when you get it, if you don't mind. Okay, that's 1 Chronicles 16:34. Now, who's got Psalms 106:1? Okay. So basically the same verses, but different, completely different authors. Psalms obviously was, this is, that's David's, the Psalms verse is David that's giving us that. First Chronicles, nobody's really sure about. They tend to think Ezra maybe, but you know, nobody's really sure who wrote First Chronicles, but it wasn't David. So those are basically the same verses about giving thanks to God because he's good from two different authors. Now, when is it, well, let me ask this. Is it easy to be thankful in your prayers? Is it easy to give a prayer of thanksgiving? Is it always easy? It's easy when things are going good. It's a lot easier to give prayer of thanksgiving when things are going good, you know. But what about when you get that cancer diagnosis? It's necessary. Very good. It's not easy, you know. What about if you're having family problems? What if you're going through just an absolute dark time in your life? Those prayers of thanksgiving are tough to do then. But what does it say? Give thanks to God. Why? Because he sometimes is good. When things are good for you, he's good. It doesn't say that, does it? So even in the tough times, when it's hard to give thanks, we still need to have those thanksgiving prayers because he's still good no matter what. Things may not be good around you. You may not like what's going on in your life, but he is still good. Where does a thankful prayer, where does it come from? Where would it originate? Heart, exactly. Originates from your heart. So just remember that. It's so easy to give thanks to God when things are easy, but he's still the same God when things are not good and when they're not easy. So prayers of thanksgiving. The second type of prayers we've got is prayers of intercession. What is a prayer of intercession? Quest for what? For somebody. Praying for somebody else, okay? In today's age, in my opinion, we're a fairly selfish society. So it's interesting to me that this is Brother Alex's outline that I'm going by, but it's interesting to me that he listed intercession as the second type of prayer. We're fixing to talk about another one in a minute that deals more with us, but we live in a selfish world. And, you know, we have a great opportunity every Sunday. How many of y'all pick up one of these prayer lists Sunday mornings? I know a lot of you do. There's a lot of them back there. I pick one up when I walk in for the opening. I always pick one up. We pray through it a little bit in here. I put it in my Bible. And guess what? I take it out the next Sunday and put the new one in. Okay? We've got a very good opportunity every week to pray intercession prayers. There's a whole list of people right here we can pray for. Praying on their behalf and praying for them. And we probably don't do that as much because we tend to look out more for ourselves. But if we were going to do it, you're going to pray an intercessory prayer for somebody, if you're going to pray for somebody, who are the people that we tend to pray for more? The sick? Family? Me and my son John? Friends? Those are the type of people we tend to pray for, okay? People that we love and people that love us back. That's who we, most of the time when we pray for people, I find myself, that's the people that I pray for. Somebody look up Luke 6:28 real quick if you don't mind. Luke 6:28. And read it when you get it.
Bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you.
What was that last part, Kyle?
Pray for those who spitefully use
you. Okay. Is that easy to do?
No,
it's in the Bible, Dad. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Pray for those you don't like. Pray for those who don't like you. And I don't think he's talking about Old Testament type prayers either, where you're praying for God just to smoke them. Okay? That's not the type of prayer for others that we're looking for right here. Okay? You know, we've all got people in our lives that we come in contact with that for one reason or another, we just don't like them very much. And they don't like us. They may actually be ugly to you, you know. It says right here, pray for those who spitefully use you. That's tough to do. Okay, I'm in it right now. I'm in it. It's tough to pray for people. It is. Necessary. I like that, Ms. Shirley. Again, you're right. Diana told me a while back, she said, Aunt Ricky always told her, she would say, Diana, it's almost impossible to hate somebody that you are genuinely praying for. And she said, remember that, Patrick. So those people who are difficult, maybe they're out to get you, maybe they're not, for some reason, whatever, you just don't like them, pray for them. Don't just pray for the ones that you love. Those are the easy ones. You know, we've been praying a lot for the Johnsons this week. They've had a lot going on, a lot. Every one of them, we've been praying specifically for them. But they are easy to pray for because they love us. We love them. It's not a problem to pray for them. But let's remember that, what the verse says. Pray for those who spitefully use you. The next type of prayer is prayers of petitions. And that's when we're asking for something dealing with us, okay? And I love how Brother Alex listed that after intercession on here. He put us after praying for other people. 1 Chronicles 16:35, and say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Matthew 6:8. We were in Matthew 6 this morning, and I just looked over at the of course, the model prayer is in Matthew 6 as well. Matthew 6:8, he already knows what we need. He already knows what we need, okay? So why do we need to ask? I mean, Matthew 6:8 says it. He already knows what we need. So what's the use in a prayer of petition? Is there any need in it if he already knows? keep us more in line, in tune with the Spirit. He wants us to. I mean, he wants us to. Humble. Heal their land. So prayers of petition. Although he knows what we need, he also knows what we're thankful for. If you want to go back and say, well, why prayers of thanksgiving if he already knows in my heart what I'm thankful for? Again, it goes back to what Aunt Lovey said. It just keeps us in line, keeps us in tune with the Spirit. And more importantly, that's just what God desires of us. Yes, he knows, but he still wants us to voice that. Does it have to be a loud voice, you know? No, I mean, prayer doesn't have to be audible, but he still wants that. So prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of intercession, prayers of petition. The fourth type of prayer is prayers of confession. We're going to look at Psalms 51, verse 4. Psalm 51, 4. And this is David. Does anybody know when this was? Let me read it, and then you'll probably figure out when this was. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. So this is David confessing to God. Who did David sin against? Who did he sin against? God. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. He sinned against God. This is after Nathan has come to him and confronted him with his sin. And that's a whole nother lesson right there, going to the king and calling him out. But this is after he's been confronted with his sin, okay? He's confessing it to God. Against you and you alone have I sinned. So his sin was against God. The effects of his sin, though, covered a lot of people. Uriah, Bathsheba, the son. I mean, it even trickled way down to his entire family, basically. His kingdom, okay? That's the effects of his sin. But the actual sin was against God. And so this is his prayer of confession right here, you know, telling God, I've sinned, and, you know, I've sinned against you and you only. Sometimes I think that when we confess our sins to God, that we kind of use a blanket confession. So we go through the day, you know, we're busy, things happen, we get to the end of the day, we're praying, you know, oh God, I'm sorry, I sinned today, you know. But I think with spiritual maturity and as your relationship with God grows, that, you know, and I sin a lot, so I'd be confessing a lot. But I think as that happens, as your walk grows, that instead of those blanket confessions at the end of the day, you really begin to get convicted when that sin occurs. And you confess that sin then to God. And that's just what David's doing right here. So the fourth type of prayer is a confession. The fifth type, this is the last type, is a prayer of repentance. And we're going to stay in Psalms 51. If anybody turn there, or if you haven't, would somebody turn there and read Psalms 51, verses 10 through 12. You get that, just read it. Let's see it. So that's David's prayer of repentance. And just like with all prayer, we talked about it with a thanksgiving, but I mean, where does a prayer of repentance come from? Where does that come from? It comes from your heart. It comes from a change in you. So this is David's prayer of repentance right here. So that finishes off our five types of prayer that Brother Alex wanted us to just look at tonight. We talked earlier about corporate and private prayers. Now, these five types of prayers, what do you think you would use these? If you look at each one, would you say that's more of a corporate type? Well, that's more of a private type. Is there any that just stand out to you as that's probably more of a private type of prayer right there? What was that? Confession. Confession and repentance. And I'm not saying that can't be a corporate thing, but most of the time that's a private prayer. That's between you and God. If it does happen in a worship service, it usually happens during the altar call or the invitation where you've got those private prayers of confession. What about the other three? Thanksgiving, intercession, petition. We use them a lot in corporate settings. All of those. We use Thanksgiving a lot in the worship service. We hear lots of Thanksgiving-type prayers. We have a prayer on Wednesday nights after we get done. That's a prayer of petition. That's a prayer of intercession. We're praying for new people. Same thing when we get here on Sunday mornings in our opening, we have that. But those can also be private. We use them in a corporate setting, but they can be private as well. I don't know if I can answer it. That goes back to kind of what Aunt Lovey alluded to, is being in line with God's Word, being in line with the Holy Spirit, where is He leading you? Because let's face it, sometimes we don't have the words. I don't have the words quite often. I don't. But that doesn't mean that I'm not supposed to pray just because I don't have the words. It doesn't mean that I'm supposed to get up there and babble either. It talks about that in Matthew 6. And with that babbling being said, I'm fixing to give y'all's assignment before Uncle Chico hits me with any more hard questions.